here to talk about it, but not with me. The borough is up next. This is your public service announcement.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts and sausage, sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts and sausage, pork,
press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3, if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been you. Pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Good afternoon. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This program is called The Burrow. My name is Andy Resto. Thank you all for listening. I'm joined by Nicholas Guerrero, a.k.a. White Visitation.
That was close.
What?
No, you remember.
Yeah, yeah. I had to check myself for a second, but I got it. And we started off the show by hearing one of your newer tracks.
Yep.
This, I'm not going to pronounce correctly. If it's supposed to be Ciados?
C-Y-E-A-D-O-S.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, it's not a word.
Okay. So you are joining us all the way from Mexico City.
Yep.
Came out here just this weekend.
Yeah, flew in on Saturday.
Right. And how's Canada treating you?
Customs was tense.
Oh, was it? Was
that,
it actually?
That, okay. That would be the first answer. And outside of that, yeah, I was there for like an hour, just waiting.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and then everything outside of that's been amazing. The party was fun. Mm-hmm. Spencer and Megan and Morgan.
Yeah.
They had me over, and they've been very good to me.
Great.
Super relaxed.
Yeah.
All really good. Yep.
Well, in Vancouver, we try to pride ourselves on that.
Hospitality?
On relaxed hospitality.
Yeah.
but customs, is there any particular reason, or is it just...
That it's been relaxed?
No, the customs, the going through
the
customs.
Oh, no, I don't know. I think I was...
The mystery?
Sort of tense on the first interview. Like, when they just ask you...
They try to throw you off, like, intentionally with questions.
Yeah, yeah, like, what are you doing here? I was just like, I'm just, spending some time here. And the woman was like, you're not answering my question. What are you gonna do here? I don't know, I'm just trying to hang. Yeah, and she did manage to throw me off, so I guess she just decided to send me to the, like, secondary customs room where they... We're opening everybody's bags, and the wait was insane. Just like waiting there, leaving you to simmer in your own anxiety while you're there. But then
just to get more off kilter when they ask you the next series of questions.
But then I got the like worst looking officer, and she was total sweetheart to me.
Okay.
When I actually got to talk to her, she led me through like in 5 minutes or under.
Nice.
So yeah. It was just waiting for hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, like, dingy little low-ceiling...
Purgatory, yeah.
Yep.
All right. And you're saying this is... Well, it's the first time you've traveled the West Coast. You're doing a bit of a tour on the West Coast.
Yep.
Is it first Canadian stops that you've made?
Yeah, first and only so far. I mean, I played Portland last Friday, which went really well. I'm just getting distracted.
Okay.
Paying attention when I shouldn't. It's going to LA next week. Actually, this week, playing there on Saturday. San Francisco following week, and then it's back home for me. Yep.
Any highlight collaborations, like people you're playing shows with along the way?
Yeah, definitely. The bill for the party in LA is amazing. I'm playing with Santiago Salazar from Underground Resistance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it for years. Met him last time he was in Mexico City. Super sweet dude. He actually helped me hook up that date in LA. Killer DJ also. And Dex Nomadico from Underground Resistance as well is also playing that show, as well as the party residents. So it's a big bill, but everybody's killer on it, so that's really exciting. And San Francisco, my promoter Nihar Bat is also playing, and just as a coincidence, he took a vacation in Mexico, and we had him play a party while he was there, like the day before I flew out for this tour. And also Killer DJ should be a really good party also. Yeah.
Nice. And so the new record that we've been hearing so far, out on Blank Slate.
Yep.
Any Anything you wanted to talk about with that? Like any new direction you might be going in? Or
really excited that it's out. Like it's been years coming together for like one reason or another. It took a while to get the track listing, to get the actual tracks for it done. Then it took a while to got mastered really quick. Then it took a while to get the actual pressing, because I don't know if you've heard, but pressing has been horrible this year. Mm. Like just getting consistently bad, like worse for the last couple of years, because indie labels just getting thrown under the bus for people trying to press like 100,000 copies of Abbey Road or something. So if you're trying to press 300 of your tiny techno record that nobody cares about, you're obviously going to get the backseat. Or the back burner, is that what you say? Is that what you call it?
You put it on the back burner.
Yeah.
Take a backseat.
Yeah.
Okay. Either of them.
I mean, yeah. So that took, got delayed more than a few months. Distributor sort of, I don't have my copies yet, which is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. But it's really cool that I saw one at Selectors, where I'm playing tomorrow, by the way. I saw one, which felt good.
Without knowing that it was going to be there.
I knew that it was going to be there, but it's just the first time that I held my new record.
That's great.
It is great, actually. Yeah, great label. I'm very happy to be working with them. We're like 3/4 done with a new record. Mm. Yep. It's really good.
Nice.
Happy to be working with them.
And we will get into more details about the show you're playing tomorrow night. But for now, you brought some music along with you.
Yep. Yeah, play. Yeah.
You have anything lined up for us?
Yeah. I was thinking of putting some music on like I play, but then decided against it just because it's radio and
mix it
it's
up.
Not like people are going to be dancing. I mean, they might be.
Who
yeah,
knows?
Yeah. But I don't know. It's a good opportunity to go outside.
Yeah.
That.
Great.
Play?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right.
And you're tuned in to CITR 101.9. Stay tuned. Joined by White Visitation. All right. CITR 101.9 FM. This is The Burrow in studio this week with White Visitation. Hanging in there?
Yep.
All right. And good, interesting set of music there. What is it that we just heard?
First track was called Sizopan. Is how I'd pronounce it. Not really sure.
Not sure if it's a word or not.
Probably not.
It's spelled strange.
They're all Nordic, though, so
yeah,
I wouldn't know.
Sounds like a sea creature or something.
Yeah.
It could be.
It's actually Marcus Stockhausen, who's Karlheinz Stockhausen's son. Mm-hmm. He's a jazz, but free jazz trumpet player. And it's also, the drummer on that is, I think he's pretty sure he's French, Patrice Herral. He's also doing, like, aside from live drumming, there's a very tiny section in that track where there's like a distorted drum and bass little loop, blink and you'll miss it kind of moment, but it's definitely there. And throughout that whole album, he's also doing loops, like live looping, live sampling, stuff like that. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I first heard that album really years ago, like maybe 10 years ago. And it just blew my mind. Like that track, thinking like the arrangement for that track is just live drums, that like probably a very basic sampler, trumpet and a bowed double bass. And I remember listening to it and thinking that it was all acoustic, and then reading the all electronic, and then reading the notes and realizing like what the instrumentation was, and just it being amazing, like an amazing idea. And second track, which is also what we're listening to right now in the background, is Helm, young abstract music producer. The label is Pan, one of my favorite labels, or like one of the best labels. I don't think anybody would try to disagree with that. It's a mind-bending label. It's his new album. It's called Olympic Mess.
Yes.
Really good album.
Yeah. Other highlights from Pan?
All of it, really. Last year, Object album, Flatland.
Okay.
It's like rave reviews across the board. Really good. Could have said techno, but it's really like a lot more diverse than that. There's definitely some electro stuff. Lee Gamble is a favorite. He's playing Mutec Mexico this year. Really excited. I'm playing also. So
I was going to ask about that festival eventually.
Yeah.
So did you organize that 1 year? Am I correct about that? Or did you just play it?
Mutec?
Yeah, Mutec.
No, it's a huge, huge festival. Huge staff. And no, I worked there last year.
Okay.
In the logistics team, which was a lot of fun, definitely. And I played the year before.
Okay.
And I'm playing this year. So played, worked, played.
All right.
Really excited. Lineup this year is probably the best lineup I've seen from them.
Yeah.
They've only released first wave. So I think there's another half of the lineup still waiting to be announced, which is insane. Because it's already the best lineup they've done,
right.
I think. Yep.
Is it something that tries to not just promote international talent, but try to get more awareness of what's going on in Mexico as well?
Yeah, I don't know if it's something they're actively... No, probably it is, it's definitely happening. It helps that they fly in so many journalists and just people that aren't playing but are like in some ways related to the international music scene. And I think they do a very good job of selecting the people that they have over and so on, you know. And they consistently get amazing reviews, like by every journalist that covers it, because it's such a smooth running festival and amazing music always, really. I don't know if I'm like standing over it, but I've had fun.
Yeah, that's great. And I was wondering, just in general, what it is that turned you on to electronic music, growing up in Mexico City, it's not necessarily a scene that...
Hub.
Yeah, hub that many people in North America at least would be aware of or have been aware of. And so is there one like gateway artist or something that really opened your eyes to making the kind of music you do?
Yeah, I was talking about that with Josh from Selectors mm-hmm. Records yesterday in Spencer. I think it's... He was saying like he was turned off when that was out. I think I might be a little younger than those guys. But like, they were turned off like by how popular they were. But Nine Inch Nails,
right,
around
okay.
like... Okay. I don't know what it was, like 2005 maybe? They were like a rock band, which is like what I was doing at the time. Mm-hmm. But they also definitely incorporated... I mean, this was when they were a rock band. Like,
right, yeah.
It's not like it was 1990 and I was, you know, 2 years old and I was listening to Nine Inch Nails. But they were a rock band and they had synths and obviously a lot of electronic arrangements, whatever. Mm-hmm. I guess that would have been like a very clear gateway into that stuff. And the dude that did synths for them, I don't know if he's still working with them, Alessandro Cortini, is playing Mutec Mexico this year also. Mm. He's put out like a couple of really, really good records on Dominic Furno's Hospital Productions label, Prurient and Vatican Shadow, that dude.
Yeah.
The label that he runs. Yeah. He released a really mellow album from Cortini, but very beautiful, Sonro. Should have brought some of it. Yeah, I mean, I think that would be the first thing that got me there. And then another friend, a couple of years later, taught me how to mix, like around the time that DFA and all those things were really blowing up. And that's it.
Yeah.
Just started down the
rest is
rabbit
history.
Hole.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, so you mentioned it earlier, you just played actually this weekend in Vancouver. That's why
yep.
you're here originally.
True.
For Sacred Sound Club, which has been really great. Kind of about a monthly highlight of new, interesting electronic music here in the city and elsewhere. So that was a very good show. And then tomorrow you're playing at Selectors Records.
Yeah, that should be a lot more... laid back than the party. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I've done in stores before, and I don't know what they are like at Selectors, but the vibe is usually a lot more laid back. Like people
yeah.
milling around.
Yeah, and then you've
looking
got the
at records.
Yeah.
And maybe
control
someone
the mood.
Yeah, somebody brings in a beer or whatever,
yeah.
but not really. It's not really a party.
Right.
Or I don't think it might be, but
who knows?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Can make
I'm
a party.
Not close to it.
Great. And you have anything
yeah,
you wanted
sure.
to bring up? Next set here.
Yep.
Great.
Let's do this.
You are still tuned in to CITR 101.9, listening to The Burrow, and I'm joined this week by White Visitation, so stay tuned.
Able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
It is still CITR 101.9. If you have been tuned in, it has not changed. This program is called The Burrow on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resto. I'm joined this week by Nicholas Guerrero. Not going to hesitate this time.
Cool.
AKA White Visitation. Joining us here in Vancouver from Mexico City. Played at Avenue Upstairs with Sacred Sound Club last Saturday. And we'll be playing at Selectors Records down on Pender Street. I believe it's 8 Pender Street. I don't know if you know the exact address yet.
I know it's Pender Street.
Yeah, so I believe it's 8 Pender Street. So you guys listening, you folks listening should all think about checking that out. What did we hear on the last set of music, if we can remember?
First track with the trumpet was, in Spanish you'd say Eduardo de la Calle. Spanish producer, he's been doing it for years. Mostly like a straight techno producer, but he'll have these weird beatless, I guess more out there tracks. That one we played is really nice, called Blade Runner, of course. Yeah, that's really good. I like playing it when I DJ, like to sort of change the mood or like make a break. Mm-hmm. It's not really that long, it's like 4 minutes, so like a 3 minute break before getting back. It's a nice track. And the second one was Mark Ernestos and Daga Rhythm Force. Mark Ernestos was one half of Basic Channel and Rhythm and Sound and so on. Like a techno legend. Had a basically running a lot of world music stuff with Honest Johns, making a lot of world music compilations. Had a percussion group called Jerry Jerry, which I believe has now morphed into this Indaga Rhythm Force. I think it's the first record they've put out. It's amazing. Incredible drumming, incredible vocals. It's really, really good record. Yep.
Great. You were saying earlier you have been really, or are really into sampling. And I was wondering how one becomes proficient at sampling and what it is that you know, people that maybe taught you along the way or how you go about it, the process that you go through.
Right, because De La Calle is also a sampler. Mm. This is my link. I don't know. I guess, like, the one thing, I can't say anything about the method. Everybody will go about it differently, but what I really like about it is how whenever I make a track and it's only, like, I only have hardware stuff that I wrote, it feels sort of incomplete to me, because sort of, this is weird, but sort of always need a sample because I like how something in your track came from somewhere else. Mm. And that somewhere else, that little fragment that you sampled and that ended up on your track was not intended for that. And it seems to me like a very cosmic and beautiful, I don't know, like randomness for that thing. Whenever you find a really good sample and you manage to process it in a way that works in the context that you made for it, it's that, just like a very...
That might have been something completely different from what they had intended originally.
It's an incredible, like, eureka moment.
Yeah.
Very... I don't know, it's amazing. I don't think I've ever put out a track that didn't have one sample. And I've put out a lot of tracks that are very mainly sample-based. Mm-hmm. I don't see that changing, like, anytime soon. A lot of my favorite... Also, like... With your question from before, I've said this many times before. I'm definitely a very big fan of early DJ Shadow and the Avalanches album. Mm. With like,
oh, what is that one called? The one with the
Since I Left
cover
You
on the yeah the boat on the cover.
Amazing, amazing music. Mm. And yeah, I think that's where I got it from. Maybe. It's just amazing to put things that should make sense together and have them make sense. Mm. Like, these were always meant to be together. And it's,
And it's kind of an explicit homage to what most people making music are just doing implicitly. You know, if you have a band, you can't do that in a vacuum. You know, you're pretty much referencing something that you enjoy or are appreciative of. So.
Yep.
For sure. So I think we've got time for another maybe one or two songs, and then we'll come back once more before signing off.
All right.
We have something lined up here.
Yep. Let me find something. I have a couple of options.
All right. So stay tuned. We'll get probably two more tracks in here, and then come back once more. Here on The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM.
Cool. Thank you.
This is The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. Coming to a close. Nicholas, how has it been?
It's been really good.
I'm glad. I'm glad to hear it. Thank you for joining me this week.
Thank you for having me.
For taking the time. Sure, it's been a bit of a busy weekend here in...
Yeah.
In what I like to call the Couve. Now, that is not slang that's picked up.
Right.
Most people would say Van City, something like that. I'm trying to get the Couve to be more popular. Some people just think it sounds silly. But
good luck
if you bring
that project.
If you bring that along the West Coast,
all right.
And it could spread.
All right.
All right. So you're at Selectors Records tomorrow. You have a new record out as well.
Yes, Blank Slate 10.
All right. And any also not just new stuff, but if anybody's interested in listening to your old music, you have a Bandcamp.
Yeah, the first things that I ever did was self-made home dub cassette tapes. And the three tapes are on digital in my Bandcamp. And my first 12-inch also, I think. Yep.
Right. And then anything else coming down the line?
Probably another Blank Slate record, maybe another Lies record in some form or another at some point. I don't know. Yep. Just playing it by ear.
Great. All right. And we'll fade out with one more track. What do we got now? This sounds familiar to me. Is this
Grouper?
The Grouper Out Ruins. Okay.
Which is amazing.
Great. Yeah. Very, very good record.
Yep.
Very lonely.
Sad.
Yeah. But she nails it.
Yep. Always.
All right. So we will go out with one more track. Again,
yep.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for
having
me.
And good luck tomorrow and on the rest of your West Coast swing here.
Thank you so much.
That's great.
Yep. Let's have.